Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you think that you're too young to have a heart attack? You just may not be. My guest is Dr. James Beckerman. He's a cardiologist with the Providence Heart and Vascular Institute in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Beckerman, tell us what you're seeing with younger people. I mean, in the age of childhood obesity. So now we're seeing heart disease symptoms and things in even children. But heart attacks in younger people, in their teens, 20s, kids in college. Are you seeing that?
We're seeing younger and younger people with heart disease of all types. And I got to tell you, it's really one of the most disturbing things you can see as a doctor, to see somebody in their 30s or 40s. And I have seen people in their 20s who have had heart attacks. It's so scary just because you realize that the landscape has changed and that we have to take these signs of risk very seriously, especially in our kids. I just saw a study recently that suggested that only a fraction of kids are having their blood pressure checked by their pediatrician. And when you think about it, think about your own kids or when you were a kid, how often do people get their blood pressure checked? And it turns out that it's something that's missed out in several, you know, pediatrician visits over the years. And so that's an example of a risk factor and an opportunity when you're interacting with a healthcare provider that you want to get on top of these things. Everybody talks about obesity because it's more obvious. You can see it. But things like cholesterol, things like blood pressure, those are those silent risk factors that we cannot ignore.
Okay. So, you know, everybody does talk about that. And in the media now and with the First Lady's project of Let's Move and getting kids off the video games, you know, we are still seeing ever-increasing rates of heart disease. Do you think that it's, I mean, I know you're an advocate of moderation. Do you think that our nutrition is what's causing this the most, or the sedentary lifestyle? I know you're going to say probably it's a combination of both, but if you had to pick one, which one would you think that you need to tackle first? If you were going to tell somebody in their 20s, the first thing I want you to do is either fix your diet or get moving around.
Well, I think that obviously both do play a role. I think that what's important to recognize is that that if we're trying to approach weight loss as one of the big goals, we need to involve diet very seriously in that. I tend to estimate that about 70 to 80% of weight loss is diet, and more like 20% is exercise. So if you add exercise to somebody's lifestyle without impacting diet significantly, you're not going to make much progress. But at the same time, exercise has so many benefits beyond weight loss. I really believe like it's time to rebrand exercise, because unfortunately we have taken an approach that says that the purpose of exercise is to lose weight. But I'm sure that you know and you've seen it that when sometimes when people enter into exercise regimen, they don't lose very much weight and they get discouraged because they think that that was the whole point. But I'd like to rephrase that and rebrand it to say that you exercise because it's good for you, because you'll feel better, because it'll reduce your risk. And that, along with a healthier diet, should help you lose weight.
Well, and in college especially, the feelings of mortality, you know, it's just, boy, you just feel immortal when you're in college. You can really get away with doing anything. Do you think that the media is making, that we're doing a good job of more awareness so that even college, because in college, I don't remember a lot of people going to work out. I don't remember, right. You know, I mean, unless you were like in sports or, you know, in this particular field, but I don't remember people doing that then. Do you think that now they know more about that and even kids 21 years old are going and working out?
I think that we are getting better. I think that there's more awareness about this stuff, but I also want to make sure that we send the right messages. Sometimes I think that younger people hear a message about exercise and they think that they have to go crazy. They have to exercise for hours at a time. And sometimes it can be an unhealthy behavior. So we want to be realistic and measured and moderate in our recommendations. And also, we can't fail to emphasize that diet and exercise are both important.
Speaking of diet, Dr. Beckerman, what would you say if somebody said, what is the most important supplement? If you think we're not getting it all from our diets, from, you know, maybe we're not eating quite what we should, what do you think? If someone was to ask you what the supplements are, I mean, do you like fish oil? Do you like vitamin D? Does that help? What do you think is a good heart health supplement to take?
You know, it's a tricky answer because the more data that we've been getting, especially recently, has really brought into question how useful supplements are on their own. For example, there was a recent review within the past year suggesting that fish oil supplements were not as helpful as we thought they were, but eating fish is helpful. And so even though we try to recognize what are these macronutrients or vitamins that are the key to heart health or health in general, and we tend to find that consuming those on their own don't benefit people nearly enough as consuming them as part of as their food. And so I try to remind people that not only is exercise medicine, but food is medicine too. And so it's important to get all those vitamins, to get those healthy fats. But if I think that everybody should be able to incorporate those into their diets, because what I worry about is somebody relying on supplements and thinking that they can eat junk as long as they're taking the proper supplements. And we know that that doesn't work.
Dr. Beckerman, you're a parent. I'm a parent. And we want to get our kids sort of off to the right start. And since we're talking about heart disease in younger people, what do you think about getting your kids off to the right start, both nutritionally and actively?
I think the best thing that you can do is be a role model. If you complain about your exercise, if you don't exercise, or if you serve lousy food, or you go to drive-thrus at fast food restaurants any chance you get. Your children will notice that, and your children will model their own behavior after yours. Even though we sometimes think that our kids, you know, don't want to do anything we tell them, they notice everything. And I can tell you there are times that my 4- and 5-year-old, that they'll come upstairs and they'll want to climb onto the treadmill because they see Daddy doing it. And obviously I don't let them do that. But I love that they're seeing it and thinking that it's normal, that it's normal that somebody should want to run a 5K, that it's normal that somebody wants to do things that are good for their body.
Well, I'll tell you that my kids tell me, Mom, go on the treadmill because you're kind of a monster and we need you to feel better. So my kids even are seeing that the treadmill makes me a nicer person, and that when I'm doing push-ups and sit-ups and my little one jumps down and says, I bet I can do more than you, and we make it a little competition, you know, that's kind of a fun thing too. So in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Beckerman, wrap it all up for us. Give us your best advice for heart disease in this heart month that we're in.
It doesn't have to be difficult. You just have to be real with yourself about what you can do and recognize that you have so many opportunities to make a change that will help you. Diet and exercise, and having a good relationship with your doctor to know your numbers and see where you got to go.
That's a great bit of information and advice. You have to know your numbers. You have to think of exercise as medicine. Moderation is the key. Eat what you know grows up out of the ground in moderation, healthy everything. Stay away from junk food and be a good role model for your children because they see what you do, and they are going to do what we do. Feed your children as healthy food as you can, salads with dinner, colors. Make it a fun event, a family event. Get your kids involved in helping you cook all the different fruits and vegetables. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.